Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. We are looking at the relationship between people and the Islamic government. So, obviously, keep in mind we're talking about an Islamic government that rules the land. So there are things that the government are required to do as much as things people are required to do. Now, one of the things that the government needs to do is they need to protect the wealth and the lives of people. Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullah Alayh, in one of his wills or one of his letters, to the people that used to collect the taxes, the Islamic taxes, khums and zakat. And he would give them instructions, very direct instructions in terms of collecting wealth from people, taxes from people. He says the following, which is, this is like quite amazing what the Imam did. He says to them, انطلق على تقوى الله وحده لا شريك له ولا تروع عنا مسلما. First, you guys go, but go with piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وحده لا شريك له. You go only fearing Allah and no one else. So when you move, you understand that Allah is with you, Allah is watching you, Allah observing you. That's on your personal state, that you have to be in that state. So you're not going to fight people, you're not going to force people, you're not going to take things by force from people. No. You're going with piety, which means you are constantly keeping Allah with you. One. Two, لا تخافن على الله. Do not be afraid of anyone else but Allah. So wherever you're going, you might find bad people who might stop against you, who might, you know, not do what they meant to be doing. They might even harm you, but do not let that scare you off. So you go with the taqwa of Allah and you only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَرَوَّ عَنَّ مُسْلِمًا. That's the first order of the day. When you go kind, nice, and, you know, gentle. Do not terrify or scare people, because you're coming from the government side, so people see you and they see your entourage and they see the soldiers with you, they might get scared. Why? Because now you're here to collect on behalf of the government, so you might scare people. He said to him, do not terrify people. That's number one. And he says, وَلَا تَشْتَازَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ كَارِهَا. Don't come to them against their own will. If you know that they don't want anyone to come to their village, don't go there. Don't just force yourself into them. Then he continues, وَلَتَأَخُذَنَّ مِنْهُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ حَقِّ اللَّهِ فِي مَالَهِ. When you go to people, do not take more than what they are meant to be paying. So if they are paying their zakah, the amounts of gold and silver and wheat and what have you and cattle that needs to be taken in Islam has already been preset. You only take what Islam ordains you to take. Do not take a single dime extra, just what they need to pay. And then the Imam Salamullah Alayh, when you come to a city or to a tribe or a village, don't go directly inside the city. He says, go from the water side, because when you go to the water side, usually this is what people come out and people see you at the water, so they're assuming that you're just here to drink water. So that makes it easier for them to interact with you when you just directly go inside the city. So you come from a side where you're trying to break the ice first. Now, before I continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Oh. آیت الله جوادی آمولیدی author of the book مفاتیح الحیات The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه، چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است، چه فرون دماغ و سواب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume مفاتیح الجنان is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره، دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری سواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون سواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we said Amir al-Mu'mineen says to his workers, those who go collect the taxes, make sure when you go to the city, go from the water side, من غير أن تخلط أبياتهم, without you having to go directly into their houses and to their cities and streets. ثم أمضي إليهم. Then, once you reach the water side, go towards them. In what state? He says, بِالسَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ. Sakina, tranquility, waqar is like in a state of being really calm and gentle in the way that you walk. You walk slow, calmly. Why? Because when people see you in a hurry with your entourage and your soldiers and people with you, they might get scared. But if you take your time, you walk slow with tranquility, with peace, when people look at you and see you in that state, they do understand that you're not here to harm them and to force them. Rather, you're coming to them with peace. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, even the way they walk, he has taken that into account. And then he says, حَتَّى تَقُومَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until you reach the group of people or the city. فَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, first, you do your salam. So when a person says assalamu alaikum to another person, what does that mean? Because sometimes we don't even understand that. The most basic thing of Islam, which is salam. When a person says assalamu alaikum to another, he's saying to him, I give you peace. Peace be upon you. Now, what does peace be upon you mean in practicality? It means as long as we are together, I will not harm you. Physically, verbally, or in any other way. You are at peace from me. When the other person replies, wa alayka salam, I also give you peace back. These two have made a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a verbal contract that we do every day, that we don't pay attention to. Salam is a verbal contract. You say your part, I accept. I say my part and you accept. And once we sign that contract between us, you don't have the right to harm me anymore. I don't have the right to harm you anymore. And if any of us harms the other person physically, verbally, or in any other way, they have broken their contract. Then they would have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why salam is so extremely important in Islam. But sadly, we don't see it in that light. We see it as just a greeting. It's not a greeting. It's an Islamic contract. Okay, guys, keep that in mind. So he says, first, you give your salam to them. وَلَا تُخْدِجْ بِالتَّحَيَّةِ إِلَيْهِمْ. When you speak with them and you greet them, don't be harsh. Don't be rough. Be kind. Be gentle. After you establish all of these things, Then you say the following, Ibadullah, or servants of Allah. So you address them that you speaking on the behalf of the Imam who speaks on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guardian of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to you to take whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights in the money that you have. And then the Imam salamullah alayhi says to him, once you say that to them, if someone wants to give you, then take from them kindly and gently. But if someone refuses to give you, then let them be. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.